T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The St. Louis Blues have done it. You can bring out the Zamboni. The Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final and face off against the Boston Bruins. A rematch, 49 years in the making, comes true in St. Louis tonight.
I think that's the wrong music.
Blues!
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
I think that's the wrong music.
The St. Louis Blues are your Western Conference champions.
Yes! Oh my gosh, that doesn't even encapsulate how big this is.
I'm so happy to finally have another banner to hang besides Blues players that have retired. I mean, for years, you go to some places it's like
Western, or Eastern.
Banners.
Stanley Cup.
And for us, Al MacInnis.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bummer a little bit, but oh my God, how exciting. I was nervous. How were you guys feeling? Because that third period, the first half of it, scared the poop out of me.
Oh yeah, like 1-0, I'm like, oh my God, we scored immediately. Again, this is good. And then we scored another goal. But then when it was 2-1, they're like, They cut the Blues lead in half. And I'm like, okay, yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds really bad.
Yeah. I felt confident the whole time. I don't know why. I just, after the last game and into this, like, I felt pretty good. They looked pretty good. You could tell the Sharks were hungry, but they had several of their best players not even on the ice. So I knew Gloria was happening today.
Yeah, and I felt great too. You know, we had talked to sports.
When you woke up this morning and found out that the Blues won.
I did. Yeah, I told Courtney. I had thunderstorm, text from Aunt Shirley. I guess you're playing Gloria. Thunderstorm warning. I said, well, I feel good. No, but when we talked to sports director Tom Ackerman from our sister station KMOX, and he said it's going to happen in 6 games, I said, you know what? Tom knows his stuff, and he's right.
Yeah. So cool. I was getting panic texts from all kinds of people, but I don't know. It just felt like they had it the whole time.
I got so many texts afterwards, too.
Oh my
gosh. Like, it's time for me to go to bed, people.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, like, hey, Gloria, people cheering. I'm like, okay, I'm excited, too, but sleepy time.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the post game was, you know, it's such a bummer when you have to go into the other team's locker room an interview. But the Joe Thornton, my favorite thing was, after they interviewed him, and he gave all respect to the Blues.
Nice.
Like, they're a great team, period. Because they were bringing up injuries and, you know, different things that have happened. He goes, you can't take it away from the Blues. They're just a great team.
Mm-hmm.
When they went back to the studio, the guy from the Blackhawks that's to the right.
Patrick Sharp.
He likes the Blues. Like, he says lots of good things.
Very diplomatic.
Patrick Sharp said, I just enjoy the fact that Joe Thornton does interviews without a shirt on. Because because that's old school there. He's like, when I played for the Hawks, we had to be suited up.
Really?
Or have a shirt on at least.
Yep.
Not Joe Thornton. He has no shirt on.
He does not give a care. A lot of people in St. Louis don't like Joe Thornton either.
Oh, no. He was involved in something with the Blues years ago.
It was Perron.
Yeah.
Nasty, ugly hit, dirty hit. And it was the start of Perron's, like, concussions. So a bunch of people sent out an invite yesterday to Joe Thornton's retirement party last night at Enterprise Center. Although he didn't, because he's been in the league for 19 years or something.
Did you get that? I texted a picture to somebody yesterday of, these are the people that are living among us. And it was a guy out in the tornado warning with his homemade Let's Go Blues shirt on, an American flat and a flag and a shotgun.
And it was not a meme. It was not fake.
No.
It was a real.
It wasn't fake?
No.
Very real thing.
It was real.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, okay, well.
He's the poor. We all celebrate in our own ways.
That's right.
That's what he wants. Yeah, we're playing Gloria for 24 hours. He was firing a gun in the tornado.
Well, we're excited. TV, of course, is here again. I have yet to put my makeup on, and I'm mad at Joe, the cameraman from the last time. Because he kept telling me, because he was by himself last time. Yeah. Today, they have Abby Larico in with them. Mm-hmm. She'll be doing live shots from our studio. But I said, every time I turn on Channel 5, there I was leg kicking. You bad word.
Because you've known him for a long time. And so you didn't realize, like, they had tons of camera footage from when they were.
Yes.
He's like, okay, we're going live. But he, like, sneaked in some Courtney leg kicks when she wasn't looking.
The whole day. I'm like, okay, I told him. Now he's mad at me because I told him I'm doing no leg kicks for him. Thank you, Kevin, for playing a chorus line for me. Okay, let's talk about today.
Stanley Cup Final.
Okay, so today on the show, we've got tickets for the Cardinals to give away for Teachers Appreciation Night, and that is June 4th. Teachers are last days. They're excited. They're counting them down. And then they can go get that theme shirt that the Cardinals has, but we'll give them tickets and the vouchers for the theme shirts. Also today, we'll talk a lot about the Blues. Today, we're excited because we're playing Gloria, yes, but we got tons more people to do the intros for us.
Yes, you're going to hear some really fun people, some voices you recognize, and people that maybe you didn't even know were
from St. Louis.
Right, yeah.
On there shouting out for the Blues.
Tim happens to know, like, all the famous people from St. Louis.
No, I know three of them, and they're mildly famous.
But they know other people?
Yeah, sort of. It's some people, and just fans of the show who have connections to other people have reached out and said, hey, I can get you this person,
So it'll be a surprise every, you know, when you hear Gloria start, make sure you pay attention, because we got some good ones today. Also, foodstuffs. Lots of great foodstuff story. But before you do anything, go to Y98.com, because I think it's the best thing on the internet today. I know, all the Blues coverage. But there's an alligator on an alligator raft in a pool.
Stop everything.
Stop what you're doing and go look at that. All right, weather. Yeah, last night, I mean, it was nasty, but...
Oh, yeah, but I was glad that...
Everything was canceled.
Yeah, I'm glad they called the tornado sirens off in our area right as Charles Glenn was singing the national anthem, and we ran upstairs and turned the game on. Sunny today, breezy and warmer like nothing ever happened last night. Welcome to St. Louis and a high of 88. Lance Hildebrand now with a first look at traffic.
I'm going to deputize Kevin here and find out how Kevin's drive in was this morning after all the rain that we had overnight. Any changes up there in the Riverbend area for you,
Kevin? Nothing has changed. The River Road is open.
Yeah, that's good. That was Monday afternoon that they reopened that from 67 in downtown Alton out west to Market Street in Grafton. So, yeah, I was a little worried with all that rain that we got, but you were able to get through there okay?
Able to get there okay, and yes. Gosh.
This is not a drill, people. It's 24 Hours of Gloria on Y98 with the Courtney and Company.
I listened to it the whole way in again.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's about four Glorias for me to get here.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. So if you don't know, it's like 4 minutes and 45 seconds. So it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I fit in 3/4 of a Gloria on my way here.
That's crazy. Wow. And you still get here so late every day.
I heard some spots.
Yeah.
I took my time because I was enjoying Gloria so much.
Oh, is that it, Tim?
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, I sent a message to Jax NYB, you know, the South Philly bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I followed them on Twitter last night.
I followed them on Facebook on Sunday. They're the ones that played Gloria that the Blues players were at when they were watching football and asked about doing an interview, and he was all into it, so we're going to try to get a hold of them sometime this morning, too.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
I watched their videos all last night, because every time, they post a video every time the Blues scored. They always post the anthem of them all standing there when Charles Kenny is singing. Charles Glenn is singing. Charles Kenny is another singer from the Belleville area who's fantastic. And they, every goal, that place is...
My gosh, it's so funny. It's all Blue stuff.
And let's be honest, we need them on our side against Boston.
Yeah.
The Boston people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like they're similar,
You need some of that Philly character. Yes. We're maybe a little bit too nice when it comes to that.
I'm a little scared of the Boston, agreed. So we got these Philly guys now on our side.
We have a guy who can do a Boston accent. I think it balances it
Kevin,
out.
Kevin, go ahead and do it.
Park the car.
I did see some footage. I want to see if we can find the interview with Brett Hull, but Brett Hull was in tears last night.
That's so cool.
I think he might have been drinking a little too. No, I don't know. But yeah, he was. I mean, you know, think about it. This is his home. Yeah. This is where he spent most of his life, and this is where he spends his time. And so I'm sure he's so thrilled for fans in St. Louis to finally get this.
Yeah. Speaking of him living here, when I was a little kid, we knew where Brett Hull lived and where Adam Oates lived, and we used to regularly go knock on their doors and just say hello.
No, really?
Yes, all the time.
Wow.
Did they open the door?
Yes, they were very kind every single time. And one time Adam Oates opened the door in just a towel, and the babysitter we were with almost fainted. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
And I was like, what?
Sweet mullet?
I didn't like get that, yeah.
And the sad thing is you were 32.
And Oates still looks good.
Oh, Lance Hildebrand, I have a feeling that the commute's just going to be really slow going this morning. Lots of people hitting snooze.
Or not minding it.
Yeah, right.
Keep in mind, since we this is part deux of the 24 hours of...
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, along with the Channel 5 crew, our good friend Joe and Abby Tirico.
Lurico.
I like Tirico better.
Tirico? Mike Tirico.
Yeah, right.
They're in studio today doing some live shots from our station, and because of the 24 hours thing.
And Courtney, you've been much more tempered in your performance with the camera here.
Well, yeah. I made a fool out of myself last time.
They were late kicks.
It only happens once.
Disappointing.
Every time I went by Channel 5, I'm like, oh, there I am again. I'm so in the moment. I'm in the moment, but I'm trying to control myself.
Yeah.
That song is a tough song to sing, man.
It really is.
I tried in the car on the way here.
Mm-hmm. We already said it, you know, we are sad Laura Branigan isn't here to see this, but she might be having a Bonnie Tyler moment if she were here.
Not an easy
hitting
song
those high notes.
Keep that going.
Yep. Well, you know, she did have a very catastrophic performance on SNL.
Oh, she did?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like what? Ashley Simpson catastrophic?
No, it wasn't like that. She had trouble with the notes. And she had trouble getting the high notes back in 82.
Is it out there?
In 82?
Was it on Gloria?
Yeah. She went on Saturday Night Live when that song was a hit to sing it, and she really struggled with it.
Well, let's not play that today. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I didn't know that either. That's an interesting little fact.
Yeah. How about that?
So we're celebrating, obviously, the Blues, Western Conference champions. We're excited about another banner being hung at Enterprise Center. And that crowd was great last night, didn't you guys think?
Mm-hmm. The whole time.
Yeah.
And it got a little dicey there. I was a little nervous.
Not me.
Not you?
No, but you're right. It was crazy loud in there. People did their part. I mean, that is something that hasn't happened. You know, there hasn't been a home game where if we win this, we're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and people freaked out. They responded accordingly.
In my lifetime, I've not experienced, you've experienced the good seasons, but I mean, I've had a lot of heartbreak. You know, I took the Blues off for a good 10 years. I don't know if we've talked about it.
I completely understand that.
Yeah, I did. I was so involved with the Blues in my 20s, and the Hull and Oates, and then the next wave of Pronger and the President's Trophy, and so much excitement, and then to be let down, I had to step away from the St. Louis Blues for a couple of years. I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I understand because it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts, and you realize, like, you maybe can't invest 100% in the team and get your heart broken. Sabres. But oh my gosh, like this just feels right.
Because we
something
weren't expecting
feels
it.
Right.
It's out of the blue. It's a season out of nowhere.
It's out of the blues, Courtney.
It is out of the blues. But why did we not do a Debbie Gibson parody?
I don't know.
It's not too late.
Wait. But I can feel, like, Chicago Cubs, that's why I think they're such good fans. I am not fans of the Chicago Cubs fans.
Oh, are they good fans?
I'm saying because they stick with that team.
That's true.
All those years. To me, that is somebody that supports their team, not the ones that get championships every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Let's leave the Cubs out of this.
I know, just, I'm just saying.
I get it. I had a friend.
I don't like them either, Tim. I respect them.
Yeah. Oh. I have a friend who went out and bought a blue shirt yesterday and posted a picture in it, and all she wrote for the caption was, bandwagon.
Yes.
And everyone was like, I appreciate you being honest.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you today, by the way. Call us. Our text line is down, so you can't text us, but we'd love to hear where you're playing Gloria with your kids, mm-hmm. where you are in your classroom, whatever it is, on your way to the field trip, whatever you're doing, we'd love to hear from you and your excitement. We want to share it. That's what I think, to me, that's what radio is. Radio is, we get the fun job. We don't have to talk about all the serious stuff or the sad stuff, which we do, of course, address sad stuff. But what we do is make it fun for the city. I think that's what we're supposed to do.
We create the memory, Courtney. We really do. You know, we took a lot of calls yesterday about 1982 and Celebration and how that was the Cardinals theme. And 85, the heat is on and all that stuff. And now Gloria is the Blues theme.
And we'll forever be tied to it.
You're right.
Because of the 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting, too. You guys have been talking about this the last few days, a number of calls that we've gotten. And I mentioned this with Paul Cook. A lot of people are calling up and saying, hey, you know, my daughter, my son, my niece, nephew, grandkids. Radio doesn't do this kind of stuff a lot anymore.
Right.
We used to, but we don't.
We used to.
So this new generation of young kids are like, they're playing the song over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is something that is old school, feel good, once in a lifetime. It just doesn't happen. And again, the Blues making it to the Stanley Cup Finals, it hasn't happened for a long time.
I don't even think it's sunk in yet. Like, we won another round, but I don't think we realize we're four games away from the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I know. Boston's a scary team. It's going to be a...
I know.
Let's celebrate this.
Yes. But we'd love to hear from you. Our number's 314-531-9898 from Illinois, 397-9898.
Lance Hildebrand, but just ahead of that, your Ashley Home Store forecast. Ashley Home Store, this is home. 88 today. Play Gloria and soak up the... Y98 running on fumes with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. 24 hours of Gloria after the Blues won last night. Western Conference champions and on to the Stanley Cup against the Boston Bruins. They already have the whole lineup set up. But we also have Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark set up. And that is happening in July.
July 17th.
A little Ferris Bueller theme going on.
Nick's a little worried that people aren't going to understand that it's Ferris Bueller. I showed him the shirt yesterday.
Really? Once you see the t-shirt.
But he didn't see the quote on the back either.
He's got the quote on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That none of us can remember exactly what it is.
Point is, you got to take off work.
It's playing hooky during the day.
Right. The quote on the back is, how could I possibly be expected to work on a day like this?
Yeah. And it's $20. It gets you the theme shirt, a free drink ticket, and... you also get something else great, the t-shirt. I was like, what's the third thing? Oh, yeah, we already talked about it, the t-shirt. So, but you have to buy the theme ticket. So go online to y98.com/Cardinals.
All right. I saw a friend of mine on Facebook the other day post, because it's graduation time. The kids are getting crazy. Senior pranks are happening. Mm-hmm. Did you prank neighborhoods?
What do you mean? For graduation?
Well, I remember that Belleville East, I think, back in the day, did like a toilet paper thing where they'd TP maybe the school and some of their friends' houses, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a senior prank, but we stuck plastic forks in somebody's lawn one time.
Oh, okay.
Like a bunch of them?
Yeah, all over the place.
Somebody put for sale signs in our yard one time.
Uh-uh.
Our neighborhood didn't like us. I had lots of parties. There was a concrete hog in the front yard. It was not a pretty thing. But I don't think we did senior, like, we didn't do a big senior fun prank.
Oh.
It's got to be fun.
We weren't allowed to have one because they threatened us.
You know you wouldn't have been involved anyway.
No. The year before, they all went to Six Flags for the day. Like, senior trip. And they all put alarm clocks in their locker. So all of the alarm clocks went off in their lockers, and none of them were there to open the lockers. So
that's awesome.
Went
that's
off.
A great, but that's it's harmless.
Yeah, yes, I know, man. But they told us we wouldn't walk for graduation if we pulled a senior prank.
What a bunch of crap.
That's good, clean fun.
Did you have a senior prank?
No, because when I was in seventh grade, the outgoing seniors did something terrible and got in big trouble, and it was bad, and the police can't even talk about it? It's just, knowing some of those guys, they're very embarrassed by it.
He doesn't want to tarnish the reputation of the school.
Anyway, and so it was like real serious not to do it. So I think we like all wore shorts one day, which at primary was a big deal. But that's it.
I love that so much.
We wore shorts.
It was on a Friday where we had to wear coat and tie, so we were really sticking it to the man.
Oh, and what about you, Kyle?
We had a senior prank go bad, way bad. A couple of students, unfortunately, they decided, hey, we'll use fire extinguishers on one of our teacher's classroom, and they ruined the whole room, and it was just terrible, and they were punished severely. We're not allowed to walk. Some of them were not allowed to graduate. They had to go to summer school. I mean, it was a bad scene.
Seriously?
So after that happened, it was like senior pranks were a no-no.
Yeah, alarm clocks don't sound that bad anymore.
Right? Yeah, that sounds great. That's a great senior prank.
We didn't, I mean, I don't remember doing anything, but this mom had posted that I guess that these seniors were pranking like other friends' houses.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is fine if it's toilet paper, that kind of thing. Yeah. But she was angry. And, you know, she's cool. But she was like, I don't want to not be cool.
It wasn't toilet paper?
It was like maple syrup all over the over their sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Along with Q-tips in the maple syrup.
Q-tips.
And then all over the front yard, like a bunch of nasty stuff that you can't easily get out unless you have like an ultra power washer. And they just had new hardwood floors put in. And so she's like, it's going to track this. I mean, so she's mad. And, you know, it's funny. It's like you want to always be cool, but then it ticks you off.
Oh,
this is your property that you pay for. When you're not paying for property, everything's fine.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's got to clean up those Q-tips.
But are you getting the invitations now to the senior for the graduation people?
Well, I don't know anyone who's graduating this year.
Who are the graduation people?
But we did last year. We had a bunch.
I get these invitations.
It's a graduation announcement.
Yes.
But
what does that mean?
That means send the money.
What if I don't know them?
Wait, what? You're just randomly getting?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
You can't.
Guy Phillips sent us them when I didn't even know him.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, what does this mean? Are you just telling me?
Oh, but if you're friends with a parent, yeah.
Just the announcement about how they're graduating from wherever.
But you know the parent, correct?
Oh, yeah. I usually know somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But does that mean I have to send them money?
Yeah, that parent's like, you're friends with me, send some money.
No, I think
that's what it's for.
If you've never even met the kid.
Joe, you know. Joe, come here.
Joe,
I did leg kicks for you, Joe. Come over here. My friend, Joe Young. You had a bunch of boys that graduated. So you send a graduation announcement and you do it purely for gifts for the kids.
Well, yeah, I think if you get the invite, I think.
But it's not an invite. It's just letting you know they're graduating from wherever.
The graduation announcement.
Right. I think it all depends on how well you know the family or kids.
Do you pick wealthy people to send these to?
Wealthy people don't need money, so don't worry about
it. No, to send the invitation so your kid gets money.
Yeah. You are kind of a big deal.
they just pile up.
Yeah, right. They're like, her name's on the show now. Let's send her an invite.
She doesn't have children. She'll give you the high dollar gift.
She's having more kids, but then so you'll give them gifts.
Courtney just sends autographed 8x10s. And I'm like, all right.
Yep. Oh, good idea, Tim.
You got plenty of leftovers in the office.
Yeah, I really do, sadly.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in a minute. And with all this Blues madness, we have a little story about John Hamm and maybe our favorite interview of all time with Billy Eichner and the Jonas Brothers. We'll bring you the clean version of Billy on the Street, the clean part of it, at least, that we can play you in the...
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in May and get the summer free.
Summer free!
It makes you feel fine.
All right. Blues. I know. We'll get back to Gloria in a little bit. But we didn't talk about John Hamm on Jimmy Kimmel on Monday. He sat down and talked about the Blues. He was wearing a blue suit and a blue shirt, and he said he dressed that way to cheer on the Blues. And you know, Jimmy Kimmel's wife, Molly McNerney, St. Joe grad, grew up in St. Louis, so they constantly battle. You know, he gives John a hard time about Emo's Pizza. John Hamm brought Ted Drew's frozen custard on the show before. But he said, Game 7, Blues Stars. He said, I literally moved things around in my schedule because I was like, I got to go back. So as far as I know, he was not here last night.
I don't know.
But you know he's going to be here for the Stanley Cup.
So from what I've heard, and we should pull the audio because we're going to play a lot of Blues audio today. Apparently he has a new show where he's the lead and he has to go overseas to do all the press for it. So he's like, it couldn't have come at a worse time.
Right.
And he's like, if I can sneak back here, I will. But I mean, I am booked solid.
Oh, my gosh.
Jen's offering him a place to stay.
John Hamm, call me. We just redid our office. It's an office/guest room.
Murphy bed, Hamm. There's a Murphy bed.
I mean, it's a full size. And I know you're tall and dark and handsome, but you can fit. We'll make it work. Okay, Jonas Brothers with Billy Eichner. You know, his Billy on the Street is so funny. And we can't post the whole video because Billy on the Street, not safe for work.
He doesn't curse as much as the people.
Right. So, you know, he goes around and he's like, do you know, sometimes he's like, do you know who this is? Or
the Jonas Brothers are back together.
Right. The Jonas Brothers are here. Who's your favorite Jonas?
Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, oh, okay, well.
I got love for you too, Joe.
Kevin, what about Kevin?
Sir, it's the Jonas Brother.
What about him?
They took a break, now they're back.
Who cares?
Yes! They're back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. The Jonas Brothers are all grown up. Miss, the Jonas Brothers are back. It's going to be an amazing summer.
What's funny is there were a lot of young people he goes up to that were like, whatever. And then there was this older lady that was like, oh, yeah, and you just got married.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She subscribes to People magazine. She knows what's up with Joe and with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what about Kevin?
It's actually the only reason we brought that whole thing up. Okay, top highest rated shows of the season are in. They've crunched some numbers. It was very funny. Last night, with the tornado brought stuff going on, I hear them talk on Channel 4. And just so you know, yes, everyone, we've gotten a lot of calls from people who are concerned about watching the NCIS finale, but we're trying to cover a tornado here. I mean, they had to apologize to people and say we're going to try and get back on as soon as possible, and you can watch it on CBS.com.
No way.
Well, here's the deal. NCIS, third highest rated show of the year, so people were calling KMOV yesterday. Big Bang Theory, number two, but if you exclude Sunday Night Football, I mean, in terms of scripted shows, number one. Then Young Sheldon, This Is Us, Kennedy Berghoff's favorite show, Blue Bloods.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's that high rated.
Manifest on NBC. America's Got Talent Champions. And I got to say, Masked Singer from Fox,
nice.
Number 13 on the list.
Sleeper hit for them.
Boosted in part because of our own St. Louis Masked Singer.
Did anyone know Manifest was doing so well?
I watch it. You know, I watched it. And terrible acting.
You hate watched it, right?
I did. And yeah. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited it's coming back. I mean, it's bad acting and it's a...
But the pilot looked, or the teaser for it looked amazing.
The first episode was entertaining. Listen, it's entertaining. It's mindless. Sometimes you just need shows like that.
Yeah. Yes. And sometimes...
So tune in to Courtney and Company.
As we play the same song over and over again for 24 hours. It'll entertain you. Jason Alexander speaking out about Game of Thrones. You know, George Costanza from Seinfeld. He says, oh, believe me.
He knows what it's like.
I know a thing or two about people being upset with your finale. He said, my advice, live in joy that you are a part of something that moves people. So you were all magnificent. My family and I loved it all. He also had to clear it up. He's like, to be clear, I adored the Seinfeld finale, but he still gets grief from fans. He said he loved how Jerry and Larry found an organic way to bring all the amazing guests back that enriched their shows. Yeah. And it was such a blast filming the finale that week.
I think you're going to lose on those finales.
Yeah.
The best finale I ever saw was 6 Feet Under. It was so well done.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad too, yeah.
For me, Breaking Bad. Lost was a good one.
Yeah, to some people, that's controversial.
Lost? You thought that one was good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I did. Parks and Recreation was a good one, too. Where, like, every time she hugs somebody, you go see what their future is about. So great. George R. R. Martin, by the way. This is so interesting, because I was going to ask Kevin this question yesterday. Game of Thrones, like, did it stick with how the book ended? He hasn't finished writing the book.
No, he hasn't. He was done, I think, like, after season 5, I think, he is where, you know, these new writers took over. And I know the story you've got, and that's misleading, because George R. R. Martin basically said, you know, would you have answered this? Would you have done the same thing? And he goes, yes, no, yes. He would have done it similar, but it would have just been a lot more involved.
And theoretically, he's still going to finish these things.
Right.
Yeah, but he has 2 more books to go. The last one came out in 2011, and he said he's not going to give a timeline because he's been burned by that before, but he's working on it. The last one came out 8 years ago. You got to hurry up.
Right. People are freaking out because he keeps taking on other projects. And I don't know if you've seen George R.R. Martin, but not the healthiest looking gentleman you've ever seen. So people are very concerned that he's not going to fit this in.
That's why I said, hurry up, buddy. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. More online at Y98.com. More Gloria up in just a few minutes. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Our biggest problem this morning is going to be on the Illinois side, and it's really...
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show with 24 hours of Gloria. Yeah.
Everyone knows we're not kidding this time.
You're right.
Last time they were like, oh my gosh, they're actually doing this. And this time they're like, yeah, let's bring it.
Do we know what time exactly we flipped to Gloria? Anybody?
No, but to be safe, I know we're going to midnight tonight.
Yeah, it was before midnight.
25:20. It was way before last night. It was like...
Yeah. Because the game ended before 10.
Yeah, before 10.
But they were going to do the post game too.
Yeah, the post game takes a long time.
Yeah.
So,
and especially with all the awards and such, handshakes on the ice. Best moment in sports right there. Don't you
love
think?
It.
Yeah.
I do. I think that after these guys go after each other for that many games and they hate each other on the ice, to just do that line and say, man, that was a great game. Even, you know, it's just,
I think
one of the best moments in sports.
Yeah, it's good.
I had a good feeling when they came out before the game and said how many of their players were not playing. It's like, whoa.
They're not just random bench players. These are like stars of their team.
The guy who scored for them had never scored in the playoffs or in, I think, a regular season game. So that was, because he probably has not had that much playing time.
And, you know, we all know that the Cardinals are huge fans of the Blues and the ownership, Bill DeWitt, big hockey fan.
Yes.
He plays hockey in his spare time on a league. Do you think really they were? It was. About
I think
the
they. Yeah, they wanted to watch.
They wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Well, totally yeah. Well, they knew they couldn't get the whole thing in.
Tornado.
Yeah, I know there was. No, I mean it was outside, but the Blues.
But they were happy,
right?
Did you see that picture of Wainwright and Yachty and Layla together, like the three biggest Blues fans? And then somebody said, "Thank God for rainouts."
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it was so awesome having all of them there. You know, they were so excited.
We started playing Gloria, by the way, according to my boss, at 10:48, just to let you know.
Okay.
Really? I got it at 10:07.
Well, he was here, I think.
Post game.
What? Get Lance's
10:07 is what I got.
Okay.
So we're doing 26 hours.
All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to play you the audio that Frank Cusimano got from Kelly Chase, Brett Hull, and you can just, they're going to party like it's the early 90s, according to them last night, but we'll play that in about 4.
Agent. Yeah, our boss said last night was a blur, and Lance was right. We started playing Gloria at what time? 10:06?
10:06, 7, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And we decided, let's just make it nice and clean and go right until midnight tonight. I'm sure people won't mind if it's 28 hours, 26. math is overrated when you're running on Stanley Cup fumes. So it's been really fun this morning. Listen, every time it comes on, I just giggle a little bit. And it's been fun looking at everybody's Instagram stories where they're tagging us. Someone said that she changed her son's station. She changed the station that he wakes up to Y98. So he'd wake up hearing Gloria when his alarm clock goes off in the morning.
I love that. Those are my favorite stories that I've seen is this memory that it's made for families.
Yes.
And now we've got this whole new generation that are going to be hockey fans.
Yes.
Right.
You know, because, you know, you go by whatever your family's into. Let's be honest. My dad was a St. Louis Cardinals football fan and a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan. He had season tickets to both. That's what we grew up with. It wasn't until I made my own decisions in my early 20s that I decided, oh my God, I love hockey. So I got into hockey, and that was Hull and Oates era too. So there was a lot of excitement around hockey in St. Louis.
Yeah. And I grew up in a hockey family too, up east. And my husband, when he would go home, like, he didn't really love hockey, and then he started watching it with my family. He's like, oh my God, this is such an exciting sport, and people don't realize how amazing it is.
And this championship, I think, is the hardest championship in sports.
It's the longest postseason. It's crazy.
Brutal. And we have so many St. Louis little stories because we have some big famous people in St. Louis now.
Yeah.
And John Krasinski yesterday posted on Twitter, and he just wrote, uh-oh, and it's a picture of him in his Bruins jersey and a picture of Jenna Fisher in her Blues jersey.
Oh, yeah, Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
I got to side with Pam.
They may not last. We don't know.
No, they're going to break up.
Yeah, so that's cool. But, I mean, really, it's great to see the alumni. The alumni for the Blues, a lot of them live here. This is where they made their home because St. Louis is an extraordinary city. And so many Blues still live here. You see them at golf tournaments, and they're out in the community doing things. And Brett Hull and Kelly Chase are two of those guys you're going to see everywhere you go. And Frank Cusmano from Channel 5 interviewed them after the game, and you can just hear the excitement in both their voices.
The players did it. The coaches did it. The staff did it. Doug Armstrong did it. But it's these people out here since 1967 that have supported this team, that this is what it's about for them. Because there's no franchise that has been supported like this. Like, it's crazy. Like, the Cardinals have won, what, 11 World Series?
Yes.
And there's no doubt, maybe the Yankees are a better franchise or a more established franchise. To have that in your city and then still have the backbone of support like we've had since 67, this is for the city and this is for those fans.
What does it mean, Kelly?
Well, it's funny because I wanted to get down as close as I could for the when the game ended. So I was down kind of behind security, and I wanted to see the reaction, also look up the Jumbotron and hear the fans. I could hear them, and I could see people in tears and hugging one another and everything. And I mean, like, I was like, holy. And it strikes you on the emotion and the amount of give that they've given to a franchise and not had, you know, maybe the payback. So to get from 70 to now in the finals, and to a player, they haven't done anything yet. They all come off going, we got another step to go. They're not ahead of themselves. They're not, you know, so you have to give them a tremendous amount of credit, because for a city that's taken a beating the last couple of years with a franchise leaving in football unjustly, and the way that things, you know, have gone around here, 20-some guys have turned the city around and made a pretty positive thing.
I thought his impassioned speech was, like, unbelievable. Then I saw yours. It's like a tie. You guys,
well, yeah, but we're still
you got a real. You got to realize someone else wrote those, right? We just said the stuff. But it's, hey, that's why we're with the franchise, because we want to be successful, and we want them to be successful, and we want Mr. Stillman and everyone to be great. And when they ask us to do those things, we do them the best we can. I'm obviously a better actor than he is, but that's okay.
Yeah, you sure are a better actor than me. Mine's more honest. He's an actor.
Will you guys celebrate tonight like you just won a game?
Well, I don't know, but my wife just canceled both of our flights out of town, if that means anything. So if you're around town, track us down.
Yeah. This will be like the early 90s, if anyone wants to know.
Watch out, St. Louis. They are back.
Too bad Harry's isn't still open.
Oh, my God. Harry's!
I think I saw Chaser in there trying to break into that building late.
Yeah, right.
Or the train wreck downtown. Yeah. I saw them there a lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a great feeling.
It really is.
They're not awake or listening, so.
They may be still awake.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Yeah. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. Sun. I mean, Mother Nature realizes what an amazing day this is. We said the Blues were going to bring the thunder and the lightning last night, and they did. And now it's all clear skies ahead. High in the upper 80s, 58 now, and Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Yeah, the Sharknado of last night was no match for the St. Louis Blues.
Cashman says this hour's code word is trade. T-R-A-D-E. Text it to 72881 for your shot to win $1,000.
$1,000?
Text and message rates may apply, and Cashman says this hour's code word is trade.
Good luck, and don't text and drive.
Y98 Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey, brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Three locations and a fourth coming to the Central West End. Tom was here just yesterday, so thanks to Tom for stopping by. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. It's a good time to follow us. You see the declaration that we're playing 24 Hours of Gloria, and you can also see a clip from Kevin at the roast and the new t-shirt we've got for Courtney & Company's day off at the ballpark.
Gonna be
in
fun.
July. Mm-hmm. Fred Bird doing his best Ferris Bueller. It's great. Follow us on Instagram. Food stuff to get to. First of all, Hidden Valley Ranch just announced a whole bunch of new merchandise. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm showing you on Instagram Live right now.
Do they use the HVR in it, or are they spelling Hidden Valley Ranch out?
It's spelled out on all of these.
Okay, because they're trying to, you know, they're
rebrand,
trying to
rebrand. Yes. Yeah. They've got swimsuits, boxer shorts, a big raft that's just like a big bottle of ranch.
I think I'm buying the ranch bottle raft for my daughter because she loves ranch.
I think they're going to sell like crazy.
Yeah, right.
Swimsuits that say, I put ranch on my ranch. Check that stuff out at Y98.com. How about this? Okay. Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke. If you guys remember, New Coke was when Coke redid their formula in 1985.
It's called one of the biggest disasters of all time. Mm-hmm.
Very controversial.
No, people just didn't like it.
It was a disaster.
There wasn't a lot
of
arguments.
They took classic Coke off the market, and they just said, this is what you're getting now.
Yeah, real. It was a gigantic flop. They took it off after 2 months. They then rebranded as Coke 2 and whatever. Well, it's coming back, which seems crazy. And even Coca-Cola is like, yeah, we never thought we would do this. This doesn't seem like a good idea. But it's a promotion for the new season of Stranger Things, which obviously takes place
during when the Coke.
Oh, yeah, New Coke.
In the 80s.
Oh, you know, there was nobody madder than Karen Landrum.
Oh, really?
Oh, She's a purist when it comes to classic Coke.
Yeah, did they think they were going to make it better? Did they think people...
Yeah, they did. They're like, we have a new, better formula, and we've improved Coke, and everyone was like, no, bring back the old one.
Almost as big a flop as Crystal Pepsi.
Yep.
Crystal Pepsi was worse because it was clear.
Yeah. Coke's like, we're going to change some ingredients. Pepsi, that was but it could have been genius. It could have been an absolute game changer.
Oh, yeah.
But in retrospect, the dumbest thing in the world. The Saturday Night Live skit where they did
the gravy.
Crystal gravy.
Oh.
Food stuffs.
So keep an eye out for New Coke coming soon.
Yeah, because what did Stranger Things, what food item did they bring back last season? Where it was big and they like, the company repackaged it and...
I don't remember.
You know when you ask questions and you don't have the answer and no one else does? That's super fun.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just published a list, 7 foods you shouldn't put in the freezer for a variety of different reasons. For example, cooked pasta, you're not supposed to put in the freezer. It gets really soggy when it thaws out, so you're better off just making less and not trying to be smart and freeze it. Coffee, taking it in and out of the freezer creates condensation, which affects the taste. And it's okay if it's unopened, but once you open the coffee, you're supposed to leave it at room temperature, not freeze it.
Oh, I heard that once you grind the coffee beans, you're supposed to put it in the fridge to keep it fresh. Is that what you're talking about, or actually making coffee?
This says once you open it. No, I think when you
once
buy
it. Once you open the package.
Once you open it, leave it at room temperature. Milk freezing and thawing it makes it lumpy.
Well, why would you put it in the freezer?
Who would ever do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just going through my list here. Avocado ruins the texture. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, right.
This is interesting. Meat that was frozen and then thawed. By that point, it's already started to grow bacteria. Freezing it again won't kill it, so it could make you sick.
Oh, well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if it's thaw, if you bought it and it was ready to go and then you froze it, it's fine.
Correct.
Yeah, but I've maybe done that. Like, put it in the fridge, like, I'm going to make this. And then I run out of time and I put it back in the freezer. I'm still here.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Anything carbonated, as I wish our coworkers would learn. Soda, stuff like that you put in the freezer, it's going to explode, folks. And this is interesting. Finally got my answer because you guys remember me telling the story a while ago. Eggs. You're not supposed to freeze eggs.
Yeah, you put eggs in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. The famous Tim Convy
story. I accidentally misplaced them. Texted my mom that I accidentally froze my eggs. she thought maybe it involved grandchildren, but it didn't. You're not supposed to freeze those kinds of eggs, especially in the shell because the liquid inside expands. They can crack, which will cause bacteria to grow. So you've got to be careful.
So basically, all things we.
Or... you're just boosting your immune system.
Right. It's called nature's immunity, Courtney. Yeah. That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Nick's like, how long has this been on the counter? That's fine.
Yeah.
And finally, you can check this out at Y98.com. BuzzFeed put together a list of the snack food that every state is known for, is most popular in that state.
Oh, and Illinois is country crock, right?
That's what I thought. I figured it was going to be.
All right. And listen, at least we don't make broccoli soup for Super Bowl.
You take it easy. I'm sorry. That's not fair, Courtney. A lot of the picks hard to argue with. French fries for Idaho, whoopie pies for Maine, fried cheese curds for Wisconsin, saltwater taffy for New Jersey, chips and salsa for Texas, Jell-O for Utah, Illinois.
Popcorn. Yeah, it's been on the list before because of the Karn.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because Chicago has a couple like really famous popcorn places.
But I think it's because corn is such a crop.
You guys love
for Illinois.
Are we gooey butter cake?
We are toasted ravioli.
Yes.
I think you.
Oh, snack food. Okay.
Which I've said it before. I'll say it again. All those things. Every city's got their thing. You know, ours toasted ravioli, gooey butter cake. Good enough to be very popular here. Not so good that it branches out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's got that weird thing. You know.
You know what though? Here's the problem with toasted ravs. Like, if you introduce your friends to toasted ravs, you have to introduce them to toasted ravs at a restaurant. You can't bring toasted ravs somewhere and make them. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Louisa ones you're talking about?
Louisa are good, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I think they need to be...
I agree.
Where they're
fresh out of the fryer.
Yes.
I think about that, too. If you're going to give somebody their first T-Rav experience, or gooey butter, for that matter, you're right. It has to be authentic, the real deal. Where do you go? Because I've struggled with that before. Like, yeah, you can go anywhere and find a gooey butter cake or find toast raviolis, but if you're introducing them... what's the place that you go?
I don't... Well,
be a great question for a text line if we had one.
You're right.
There's a couple places that I love their toasted ravs.
I think Emo's
has a fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I don't think I've ever ordered toasted ravs from Emo's.
Really? And they put the Parmesan on them right when they come out. And
yes.
So then it's melted on there.
They nail it.
And marinara is very important to the toasted rav experience,
too. It really is.
Crucial. Alicia's Pizza is another place with really good toasted ravs because they come with a marinara with a little bit of meat sauce in the marinara. It's,
oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
It's good stuff.
Now I want toasted ravs for breakfast.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
I think you should do it. That's it for Food Stuffs. More Gloria coming up right here on Y98.
It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. From last place to best in the West, the St. Louis Blues moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals, and it feels so good. That's why we're celebrating with 24 Hours of Gloria today on Y98.
I want to apologize to viewers of News Channel 5. I wasn't able to put my makeup on before I was on camera a lot, and Joe Young, the cameraman that I've known a long time, just... there's something about him that makes me do stupid things on camera, so I apologize. You know when Oprah used to come out every once in a while without makeup on? I don't want to scare people.
And I have a message for viewers of Channel 5.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we let Tim sit down for the interview.
But now I'm putting makeup on for no reason.
Yeah, right.
We thank you, Court.
Rude. That is not right.
Hey, I got called out for chair dancing, all right? So
by who? Not me.
No, my older brother. Chair dancing? Really?
I know. It does feel weird to get up and stand up. And I don't know. We made fools out of ourselves this morning. Okay. John Brown at Fox 2 posted something on Facebook. Can I read it to you?
Sure.
What have you heard to say now? If I were to write a movie about a hockey team, I'd begin with a team that has never won the Stanley Cup and hasn't been to the finals in nearly 50 years. I'd put that team in last place in the NHL halfway through the season. I'd fire the coach and bring in a guy that very few people knew. I'd promote a rookie goalie who would miraculously get hot and lead the team to the playoffs. I'd have one playoff series go to 7 games and win it in double overtime. I'd have the refs steal a game in overtime by an obvious penalty that wasn't called. After that hand pass, I'd have my team outscore the competition 12-2. I'd have one of the hottest Hollywood stars as their biggest fan and even talk about the team on Jimmy Kimmel. I'd also write a storyline about how the other professional sports team in town, who everybody loves, starts showing up at games to cheer. During one playoff game, I'd write in a tornado that canceled the baseball game so the entire city could focus on clinching the game that gave them the Western Conference final win. Then I'd have them play the team that beat them 49 years ago, from Boston, no less. And just for kicks, I'd include a little girl battling a rare disease who's befriended by the team. She would go on to survive and be at the playoff games. But who would believe all that?
That's cool, John, but no mention of 24 Hours of Glory.
I know!
I mean, really, seriously.
I mean, when you look at all of that, back to back to back to back to back, yes, it would make a storyline that no one would believe.
How can TV not love this storyline?
Right.
I know.
How can NBC Sports not just eat all of this up?
Exactly.
Don't you think that now we're going up against the Bruins? All of NBC Sports is going to be on St. Louis's side, don't you think?
Well, like, Bruins are. I mean, you get.
I know, but St. Louis is such a great underdog story. I think that Boston's going to be annoyed at how much the announcers want us to win.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just excited. Let's just bask in it for a little while.
Know.
We don't start until what? Monday's the first
Monday
game
night.
In Boston. Let's just all enjoy it and be happy. And Layla was at the game. We talked to her yesterday, and she's just the best. And she, after the game, Channel 5, Frank Cusimano, gave her the opportunity to interview her all-time favorite blues player, Alexander Steen.
So tell me, Alex, what emotions are going through your head?
Ooh, good question. A lot right now. You know, we're excited, obviously. It's very special to do this in this town, and you know, to have you here was a little extra special for us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Also, tell me, how do you feel about playing against David Backes, a former blues player?
Another good question. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We haven't played against him a lot since he left, but I don't think we'll be friends out there, Layla.
Well, I understand you guys are friends, but we got to get aggressive out there.
Well, we got you, our lucky charm there.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
Yeah, I know you will.
She is so sweet. You know, my son came home yesterday because their last day of school is tomorrow. And they have their yearbooks. And he's like, Mom, I signed everybody's yearbook, Gloria.
And then his name?
Yeah, and then his name. He just wrote Gloria Finn in every yearbook.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, I love it. Because, like, some people might look back. I don't think anyone's going to look back on that and not remember what it's about.
Oh, it's great. That reminds me of the Nick story when he was, like, 10, same age. And he signed some kid's yearbook, something. And then he realized when the kid walked away that it was so terrible. So he chased the kid down, tackled him, and scratched it out. What did he sign it? Italian Stallion.
I love it. Here's Lance on the brand with traffic.
All right, let's start with the new.
Wanted to let you know about a great experience I had with Gloria this morning. I'm stuck on Jefferson. The lights are on flash, but I'm not letting it bother me, and I'm singing in my car and doing a little car dance, and this blue rim pickup pulls up next to me, and it's a young guy, and he wants me to roll my window down, and we sing along for a second, and then he motions me down my car, and we stand in the street, and we dance.
What?
And people are cheering and clapping and laughing instead of being all, you know, irritated by the flashing lights. And he gives me a hug. I get back in my car, and it was just awesome.
That wow. is amazing.
Yeah. And then a big Bud Light banner.
and then somebody honked and gave me the finger, so I got back in my car.
Krabby Patty.
So funny. And we're hearing from lots of other people. We appreciate all your calls. 314-531-9898. Dakota is listening, has been listening the whole time so far. Michelle is streaming from Portland. She's a huge Blues fan. She's been in Portland for a couple years.
That's awesome.
She's listening. And then Nurse Chrissy called from the Mercy operating room. The nurses take turns choosing what they're going to listen to. She had to give up two of her picks, two of her days, just so that she could do Y98
oh,
today.
Really?
And she's already negotiated. She gave up four different days so that whatever day that they hopefully win the Stanley Cup, she gets that day as well. So thanks to Nurse
That's
Chrissy.
Great.
That's dedication.
I heard from one of our friends that does a morning show in Indianapolis. He's from St. Louis, and he posted a picture of Gloria on his screen that it was coming up that he was going to play on his show in honor of the 24 Hours of Gloria.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. By the way, I think I figured out who gave our listener the finger. So we've been posting stuff, and everyone's been super positive. And
well, there's some people that don't love it, but Sharks whatever.
Fan. Somebody said, "I love the Blues and that we won, but that song has got to go. I will not listen to your station today." So there's the one.
Yeah. I mean, that Twitter poll I did yesterday was 9% said don't do the 24 yeah. Hours of Gloria. 9%. So one out of ten.
Nine. So, I mean, you have to be excited. Come on. Stanley Cup. Blues have not been in the Stanley Cup in 49 years.
In my lifetime, where I was aware of what was happening, it hasn't happened.
Yeah. Right.
And so I think like most of us, we're just ready for heartbreak. But think about the last 10 months in St. Louis. And it all started with the PGA Championship being here.
Yeah.
And the eyes of St. Louis, the eyes that were on St. Louis, it changed a lot for people that look at us from the outside in. And I mean, just the people working the PGA Championship were amazed. The golfers were amazed. And we looked amazing.
Courtney? We did. Because you know why? We didn't stop Belle Reveen.
Don't stop Belle Reveen.
How do you have that ready to go?
Oh, he's not listening to a word you're saying. He's just typing away. Well, and it started even before that, because after that PGA Championship came in town and we showed the world how St. Louis can put on a championship, everybody said, you know, this is a note to Stan Kroenke. Look at what this town can do.
Yeah, everything that's come here has been highly successful.
Yeah.
And I think this is the year that we win Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Cup.
Are you
take that, Stan.
You think that's super... Are you afraid of even saying that full line?
No, I'm saying Stan Kroenke left, but we're bringing Stan home in the form of the cup. Kevin just got it.
We got a lot to still do today. If you're waiting for those tickets for Cardinals Teacher Appreciation Night, that's going to come at around 9:05 this morning. We're also going to talk to those guys from the South Philly Bar that started the whole Gloria thing for the Blues. And that'll also be in the 9 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Tim.
Coming up next is Things You Didn't Know?
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Like, he didn't know.
Airing?
Here's something you didn't know. It's next.
This is your home for today's best music. KY. things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. People always ask when they hear this segment, they're like, man, you can tell it really bugs you, all those sound effects.
Nope.
And I'm like, ah. They're like, why do they do that? I'm like, it's part of the bit. They're not going anywhere.
They ain't.
Are they?
No.
Any chance?
No. Nope.
We're going all hockey today. Here's something you didn't know. The Blues are the oldest existing NHL team that has never won a Stanley Cup.
Yes, I did know that.
Me too.
Yeah, all the other expansion teams the same year as the Blues have all won Stanley Cup.
Philly's won, Pittsburgh's won, and the other three.
That's I don't even know.
I have to think about
it. It's okay.
Here's something new.
That was Jen.
That's not a city name, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Here's something you didn't know. Speaking of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Penguins once had a live penguin as their mascot that was named Slapshot Pete.
Damn right. That's pretty cool.
That's great.
That is so great.
Here's something you didn't know. The Blues sold out every single home game in the 2010-2011 season.
Nine times. Don't you think they're going to sell out next season? So many people are going to get season tickets.
I think you're getting a ton of new fans.
Yeah, right.
Here's something you know. Before 1914, the referees placed the puck on the ice between the player's sticks for faceoffs. Like, they put it all the way down. Of course, they ended up with a lot of cuts and bruises.
Right, yeah.
So to prevent these injuries, eventually they changed the rules and they were allowed to just drop the puck.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was so much more willy-nilly back then. You know, no helmets. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine having to place it on the ice and just, when my fingers come up, go to town? Here's something you didn't know. Why are the Blues called the Blues? St. Louis wanted an NHL franchise in 1967, and the owner, Sid Salmon Jr., said, the team name has to be the Blues because no matter where you go in this town, there's singing. That's the spirit of St. Louis.
Cool.
You're phenomenal.
Not so much the case anymore with the singing.
Yeah.
Here's something you didn't know. An NHL game was once called Due to Rain. In March of 1995, rain caused flooding in a river near the San Jose Sharks Arena. So it was too dangerous. So it was the first time ever an NHL game has been rained out.
Crazy.
That's weird.
I can't believe I'm getting very moist.
Oh.
Gross.
Arf. Here's something you didn't know. Former Blue Brendan Shanahan was in the movie Forrest Gump.
What?
He was in one of the football scenes.
He was?
Yes.
Really?
Very nice.
That is fascinating.
Thank you.
Now, I know a lot of hockey players are in Farrelly Brothers movies.
Oh, yeah. Like Slapshot. Slapshot.
Farrelly Brothers. They were just big hockey fans.
Something About Mary.
Yes.
No, that was Brett Favre was in there, too. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah. You want a couple of minutes to work this one out?
Yep.
I celebrate more than one hog.
What?
Oh, man.
That audio is not the best.
No.
Here's something you may or may not have known. Today, hockey pucks are frozen before a game to prevent them from bouncing during play. They literally take them out of a freezer.
No idea.
You didn't know that?
No.
You guys didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
No, this is all very interesting.
I knew that one.
It's the good things you didn't know.
I like this one. Here's something you didn't know.
All right. Wow.
Nope. Who are those hockey players in Slapshot again?
Brett Favre.
Here's something you need to know. Two American brothers started the tradition of octopus throwing during the 1952 playoff games.
Yeah, for Detroit, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it took 8 wins to win a Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So these two brothers, the Cusimano brothers, who sold fish for a living, brought an octopus because it had 8 tentacles and threw it on the ice. The Detroit Red Wings went on to win the cup, and the octopus has been a good luck charm in
Detroit. But Kevin, what about Kevin?
it does gross me out. And what does what does Nashville throw? Catfish? Am I making that up?
Ew.
Oh my gosh, there's new people.
I think they did do that for a while.
No, yeah. They still do it.
Mm.
You know the old expression.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. They ain't doing it in May, I can tell you that.
That's
not this
right.
Here's something you may or may not have known. The Blues started in the arena, which was built in 1929 and then demolished in 1999. At the time, it was the country's second largest indoor entertainment venue.
Hey, it's Rodenshane.
When it was demolished or when it was built?
When it was built.
Okay.
Yeah, by 99, it was ready to go. All the smoke had just gathered up at the top.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah. And Led Zeppelin performed there in 1977, and Michael Jackson performed there in 1988.
I gotta have more cowbell.
And finally, the first puck used during outdoor hockey in the 1800s was made of frozen cow dung.
Oh, cow puck.
Things you didn't know.
That was really interesting.
I know.
Good job, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's go. Why don't you take tomorrow off?
I think I will.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home today. Sunny, a little bit of a breeze, warmer today.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Yes, it is 24 hours of Gloria again on Y98. We're very excited. If you missed the code word in Cashman contest, that code word is trade. No, salary. S-A-L-A-R-Y. Text salary to 72881. You have about 30 minutes to do so. Don't text and drive. Couple things still coming. We've got those Cardinals tickets for Teacher Appreciation Day. That'll be around 9:05. We're also going to talk to one of the members of the Jack's NYB, the Philly bar that started the whole Gloria phenomenon. Brendan is his name. He's very excited. He's pumped, and he's got his tank top on. I don't know that for sure. So we'll be talking to him at around 9:38 this morning. And I got an email, great email, Gabe Schneider. He wrote and said, "Hey, Courtney, it's Gabe Schneider down here in Texas. Just wanted to say, let's go Blues from Texas. Watch the game with Stars fans. They hated it. Love the show and miss you guys. And thank God for radio.com.
Yes.
Which I thought was very cool. I also got a call from somebody that has moved to Tampa Bay and said that she lives in Tampa now. And now she's got all her friends rooting for the Blues since they're, you know, I mean, the Lightning. They were supposed to be the team.
Yeah.
How, I mean, that's a heartbreaking thing.
That's got to
first
hurt.
Round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She said, and then she's bringing up the toasted ravioli thing that we mentioned for a second.
Keep weighing in.
She said that a couple from St. Louis moved to Tampa a few years ago, and they opened a small little restaurant.
Yeah.
They have emo-style pizza and toasted ravioli. So they picked up some toaster ravioli for a neighbor's party. They turned them all into toaster ravioli fans.
Oh, that's so cool.
And they're backing the Blues now because of the toasted ravs.
Wow.
That's awesome.
They're sitting at that party asking each other where they went to high school.
Speaking of where you went to high school, Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Burroughs grad checks in from her live TV show that's happening tonight.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in the month of May and get the summer free.
Summer free.
It makes you feel fine.
All right, we're going to talk about the Blues and Entertainment Schmig, too. We have to thank all of the famous St. Louisans who took 20 seconds out of their day to record a little something for our 24 hours of glory. I mean, it really does mean a lot because it doesn't take a long time, but it's easy to just say no. And lots of them are very busy, including Ellie Kemper, who's getting ready for the live All in the Family show tonight. They're doing All in the Family and Jefferson's live on ABC, and she plays, wait for it, Gloria.
Love it.
Does it give you chills?
No.
No?
A little bit.
But anyway, she was on the set yesterday doing live rehearsals, and she sent this to us.
Hey, St. Louis. This is Ellie Kemper, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Gloria on Y98. Let's go Blues.
She's so sweet.
She is the best. Yeah. Remember when she was in studio with us years ago?
Awesome. She was just like, I felt like we had been BFFs forever.
She was just so likable.
She was like, can I just hang out? We're like, yeah, sure. Why not? Another St. Louisan, John Hamm, was on Jimmy Kimmel on Monday night. This was ahead of last night's game. and he was dressed all in blue.
Well, as most people know, you're from St. Louis.
Oh, my God.
St. Louis Blues are a hockey team.
I am dressed head to toe in blue.
You are? Is that why you're dressed?
That is exactly why. When I support a team, I go all the way.
So the Blues.
I put this on because these kind of look like Blue Notes, except they're actually flowers because of springtime.
The Blues beat the Sharks 5-0.
For a 3-2 series lead, they need one more win to get to the Stanley Cup final. The first time that they will have made the Stanley Cup finals in my lifetime. Because I was -1 the first time that, the last time they made it.
Last time was 1970. So this is big for
Huge.
You. Yeah. Really big for you.
I was
you
very
go
excited.
Back there, do you?
I went back for, they had the previous round, they played the Dallas Stars and they went to game 7.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like literally moved things around in my schedule. So I was like, I got to go back.
Right.
I invited my high school teacher and my best friend from St. Louis. And we all went
awesome.
To go see the game and we won. And it was
that high school teacher must have been like, oh, thank God I gave him an A or whatever.
Next time you need somebody to go to the game with you, I had a call. All right.
Kevin.
And you said that he's stop it. You said that he is overseas working on promoting a new show, and so we're not even sure if he's going to make it back for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah. I think he'll find a way.
He's got to.
Those Blues found a way. John Hamm will find a way.
He's going
to
move.
He will smooth talk his way out of whatever it is he's got
will.
To do.
He will. And then finally, John Krasinski, not a St. Louisan, as you know, but his wife on The Office is Jenna Fischer. So Jim and Pam.
It's Amazon's new show, Good Omens.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He plays an angel or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jim and Pam, a house divided because Krasinski's a Bruins fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a screenshot of him at a game. And then he took the screenshot of Jenna recording her video before game 7 from last round. And he went, uh-oh. I replied. I said, get out, Jim. I haven't heard back from him.
He doesn't know Jen, fake last name Myers.
He does not.
He's actually on line 1 for you now, and Ham's on 2.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait. I'm going to take line 2 first. Trailers up online, Toy Story 4 and Downton Abbey movie, and Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if you're curious. The Voice last night. Spoiler alert. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay. It wasn't a country singer.
Nice.
It was John Legend's team. Malin Jarman won The Voice. So congrats to her. And congrats to Ellen, who renewed her talk show through 2022, which is weird because she was just talking about how she had signed a deal and she didn't think she was going to go past that. But apparently she picked up the option for another year. And speaking of Ellen, Will Smith was on Ellen yesterday. It was so funny because he's promoting Aladdin. And he walks out. Everybody walks out to music. And he walks out to Getting Jiggy With It. And then he keeps rapping for like a minute. He just does the whole song.
He's so likable. It's hard not to like Will Smith.
Yeah, he should be a movie star.
And as you know, he is starring in Aladdin. It's been adapted into a live-action experience. And he talked about his inspiration for the character.
You know, what you could do in these kinds of movies. So I was listening, and I was like, I just didn't think I wanted to touch it. And then I started playing with the music, and the music is where I found my in to the genie. A Friend Like Me was the first song that I messed with in the studio, and then I found that sort of hip-hop flavor and used that because the genie's been forward and back in time, so you can pull references from anywhere. So I mirrored that, and the hip-hop in was where I saw I could put my own signature while maintaining the nostalgic value.
You can learn more with our screenshots at Y98.com inside a whole new world of Aladdin. And it's brought to you by Disney's new movie, Aladdin, on May 24th. Experience a whole new world with Aladdin, the princess, and the lamp.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Disney's Aladdin, starring Will Smith, in theaters everywhere this Friday.
Yeah, can you imagine having to take on the Robin Williams role? How daunting is that?
I know. That's what he said when they first approached him. He was like, it's Robin Williams. End of story. Like, you can't do that. But I think he's bringing a new twist to it.
There was this kid I knew in high school who thought it was a good idea. He'd been out on a few dates with this girl. And he was probably 17, and he sang that song, A Whole New World, to her. She told everybody. And everyone in the St. Louis area knew, like, the next day, and it's all that kid ever got remembered for, and I'm not sure he ever recovered.
He was trying to be, like, John Cusack moment.
On a knee, singing A Whole New World. And when I hear that song, I think of this kid. When I think of this kid, I think of that song.
Are you okay with your performance? Are you?
Pardon me?
Here's Lance with traffic.
Are you going to say his name?
No.
Okay. Tim Convy.
Yeah.
I think.
No? Yes?
Oh, was it me? No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. Strictly songs from Beauty and the Beast for me. Came to the ladies.
How's traffic, Lance?
Well, thanks to Karen for the tweet at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me, follow me there, Dorian.
Okay, can I just say this before we get to celebrity birthdays?
Yes.
There have been a couple comments from people like, man, Laura Branigan is just sitting back and cashing these royalty checks. Somebody also said she's sitting in a hot tub popping Dom Perignon because we're playing this song so much. I thought everyone already knew, and I hate to break it to you. But she died in 2005.
Yeah, because, you know, I think that people just assume she's alive because she was pretty young when she passed away.
Yeah, she was in her 50s. She had a brain aneurysm.
I haven't even looked at the Laura Branigan Twitter page since yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because her manager, who now manages, like, her legacy, has been wearing a Blues jersey. And they're getting into it. They love it. So, yeah, no, it just makes me sad every time I see these posts. It's like, no, stop, stop. All right, but it's time for birthdays. How old is Naomi Campbell?
50.
Mm. 52. Yeah. I'm going to take it in the middle and go 51.
I would too.
49.
49.
Ah. I'm a big fan.
If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. How old is Morrissey from The Smiths? Wow. Always some great...
Big mouth, I was only joking when I said I'd like to smash a green tooth in your head. I don't know if those are the words.
Morrissey...
I have no idea.
51?
57.
59.
60.
60!
Just shut your mouth.
I just remember being in Nashville at Hot Diggity Dog, which is this amazing hot dog place. they played the Smiths' greatest hits, and it felt really weird. Because Morrissey's like vegan and gets really angry about it. Like, he found out Hot Diggity Dog was really? Playing his right. music. Yeah, he burned that place to the ground. Okay, and she's been in a ton of stuff. Big Love.
Is this going to be a third angry English person? Because Morrissey and Naomi Campbell
have
personalities. Right.
This actress played Snow White on Once Upon a Time.
Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer with a G.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Goodwin.
38. That's what I was thinking.
41.
You got it, Kevin.
Nice, Kevin.
I know Officer Judy Hopps.
Oh, yeah. She voiced Judy Hopps in Zootopia.
That's
celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. And, unfortunately, people are celebrating a Blues victory more than your birthday, but it's pretty sweet. Oh, by the way, and happy belated birthday to one of our listeners who said, please, yesterday was her birthday. She just wanted a Blues victory.
Y98 it's the 80s best music mix.
That's a great song.
And 24 Hours of Gloria. Our friend Tom Ackerman, yeah, sports director at KMOX, is in studio with us. We want to talk to him about everything about last night and the atmosphere, the environment. I just want to read this email from Gene because it's very funny. Gene said, good morning. I had to run to Incarnate Word Academy this morning to pick up some graduation swag for my daughter. As soon as I rang the bell to get in, Gloria started playing. I thought, they changed the doorbell sound. I got inside the building, saw Gloria and blues messages on boards and doors, staff singing, clapping, dancing along with Gloria. When I walked back to the car, you could hear Gloria playing all over campus on the loudspeaker. It was awesome. Plus, I had Y98 on the radio in the car, of course. Love that you guys are doing this. You guys are the best. Let's go, Blues. Thanks to Gene.
Awesome.
The city is...
It feels good. It does. It feels good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, great.
You should be, because this team has done something that hasn't happened in 49 years, which is that was the biggest game of my lifetime.
In our lifetime.
Yeah. In our lives.
Yeah. We haven't seen this.
That was, and there's more to come. So what's really great is I don't think Boston realizes what's about to happen. I don't think they understand what's coming their way.
Yeah.
This team is so tough. As a team, they're so tough mentally that they just don't get down. They are a different team than I can ever remember. And with all respect to every Blues team that I've ever seen, there's a very special thing happening here. And it's not really a surprise to me that they've made this run. Now, back in January, no way.
No chance.
The way this team was playing and the way they were... everything was going wrong, and it has turned around for a lot of reasons. Coaching, the goaltender, that the forwards are starting to score, everything's happening at the same time. But you know, sometimes when the crowd and the city leans on you so much that you kind of crumble under the pressure, like there was so much pressure to win last night, if you really think about
it.
I don't think the players thought that way. I think they just walked in. I was doing great yesterday. It took like a week, it felt like, to get to last night from yesterday morning. When I got to the building, that's when I started getting a little nervous for whatever reason. You know, it was like the magnitude of the game, and I started, those negative thoughts did come in where I thought, what if they lose this game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what if the Sharks, they're playing an elimination game tonight. Blues aren't. The Blues don't technically have to win the game. The Sharks do to keep their season alive. And the Blues, just 2 minutes into the game, boom, score.
Mm-hmm.
Then they score again. And the Sharks cut it to 2-1, and bam, Shen scores the power play goal. It's 3-1. Now, that was the backbreaker to me.
3-1 was when I felt 2-1, okay,
I was worried.
3-1 was a good one, and then O'Reilly made it 4-1, and the Blues won it 5-1. And since the hand pass... The Blues outscored them 12-2.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. They hit them until they basically imposed their will on this team. I mean, they just put this team, the Sharks, into a place where they just could not come back from it. And it was incredible to watch them hit that team relentlessly in game four and even the series. Then they go out to San Jose and just bury them 5-0, and that's why we all felt so confident.
You know what's so great about this organization too, and I think that's why we get sucked in and we get excited, because Blues hockey in this city, the alumni are your neighbors and in your community. They stay here after they play.
Yeah.
So they have all of this on their shoulders, not only from the fans that just want a championship. We really wanted it last year when it was the 50th year. We were so, you know, we had the All-Star or the Winter Classic here.
Yeah.
You thought that was going to be the year. It's when you don't expect it.
That's like
the Kings that one year out of nowhere.
Yeah, and the Sharks still want to win one, you know? So... You every year with the Blues have a chance to make history. I always say that because they have that long drought and there is a lot of pressure to get it done. But I just, you know, with all the celebrating last night and there's still work to do, I really believe that in the room, those players know that.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't sit around and spray champagne everywhere. They did interviews.
Mm-hmm.
They talked. it was the alumni who the tears were flowing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kelly
right.
Chase.
They
is
were
crying.
Mad Harry's was shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelly Chase tweeted this morning. He said, "I'm not supposed to say that I just left OB Clark's," and that was at like 6 a.m.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so great.
He goes, "Again, I did not just leave OB Clark's."
Yeah. That is they're really
like,
funny.
They're like when they played in the early 90s yeah. feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's so cool. Brett Hall was in tears last night.
Yeah.
Bob Plager's in tears. And all yeah. three of them looked at each other like, what are we doing? Like, they reacted. They didn't realize that they were going to react that way.
So emotional.
Well, yeah. And you right? think about the history of game sixes in St. Louis and the fact that David Freese was up on the Jumbotron telling the Blues that they could do it, and the Cardinals game was rained out. It's like all of these amazing things are converging at the same time. The Cardinals are all there to cheer them on in game six. I do, like you said, it could be crushing to them, but it seems like this spirit in the city is like nothing we have ever felt before, and it's just like boosting the team up.
Well, I think we take it for granted with the Cardinals because
right.
in our lifetimes, the Cardinals have had championship after championship after championship.
Not as much stress for them, right? Right? I mean, there's pressure, but it's not
the
like...
The city isn't hanging on
yeah.
them.
Yeah, it's like, it's been 49 years. You have to deliver.
That's right. And, you know, the city has been through a lot over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And they, with the Rams leaving and everything else that's happened, has been a real drain on the city's ego, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, we've been hit and kicked in the teeth and punched in the gut. And this is a big moment for us.
I mean,
it really is. And it's a game changer. You win the Stanley Cup, you always say that. Stanley Cup champions. And it will change the city. It will change youth hockey in the area.
It'll change Berube's salary when he gets off of the job.
Yeah.
By the way, who walked into OB Clark's last night? Craig Berube.
What? Right? Oh, no. Oh, my God. Right down
I wish
the
I was
street.
Obi Clark.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Punching
oh,
people
yeah.
in the face.
We do need to wrap it up and let you go, Tom, because we're going to talk to the South Philly bar guys that started the whole Gloria thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But I wanted to say it's such a miracle. Karen tweeted and said, driving 44 to the lake and I'm on my 11th Gloria at mile marker 139 and your signal is still coming in crystal clear. We usually lose it right after Rolla. It's a Blues miracle.
Yeah,
wow.
It really
signal
is.
Signal is even stronger yeah. today.
It
that's
is.
Amazing. So that runs until 10:08 tonight? Is that
no,
what
we're going right to go right until midnight.
You're
so
gonna
it's
going to
be...
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So it's...
We're living on the edge, yeah. Tom.
Wow.
It's really
you're
20...
You're almost 26.
That's yeah,
right.
Almost.
We would love to talk to you next week again when we get into the series right. against Boston.
We're going
to
be playing hockey in St. Louis in June.
That's
yes!
awesome.
Yeah. Listen, you called it last week. You said Blues in six against the Sharks. What do you think about the Bruins?
Blues in six.
Oh, jeez.
Love it. I'll take it.
Tom Ackerman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes.
Thanks, Tom. And from the Blues to the Cardinals, we want to send you to go see the Cardinals. It's Cardinals Teacher Appreciation Night. It is June 4th against the Reds. You can get a theme ticket right now, cardinals.com/theme. You get a cool teacher t-shirt, and they do all sorts of other things for teachers. But if you're caller 18 right now, we got a pair of tickets.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show and 24 Hours of Gloria. If you miss your Cashman code word this hour, it is audio, A-U-D-I-O. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour.
The bar that started it all
yes!
in South Philly, the Jacks, NYB Brendan, one of the members at the Jacks. Welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Y98.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to be here and tell you guys our little story.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for letting us take over your Instagram feed because
yep.
I looked at the Jacks NYB and you go back and you see a picture of the Blues players January 6th at the bar. And then there are some other posts, and then all of a sudden, the post from NHL.com about how Gloria became a thing, and then your whole entire Instagram feed from there on out is just blue
it's
stuff.
It's awesome, yeah. Brendan.
It is. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's kind of surreal, and it's been amazing for the whole group of our friends in the neighborhood. I mean, you got people that really weren't rooting for the Blues up until like 2-3 weeks ago, and now the whole city's kind of been around it, and it's just exciting. And you know, we're a big Blues bar now, and we want to just keep it going. And we're excited for everybody, especially, you know, the loyal fans in St. Louis. I mean, you know, we know the history there with without a cup and the trials and tribulations that the team's had, and we just all play it in together with going into that January 6th night. You know, you guys were kind of dead to the water and just kind of seeing where you were going to go, and Jordan's first start the next day, and here we are. It's unbelievable, and I know, you know, we're just excited and happy to be a part of it, and just to see a lot of the community ties that we've had. I mean, the one thing last night, I was just telling some of my coworkers, it was when, you know, we have this convention here in the city, and there was a group of coworkers that came literally at like 12:30 at night, and they had to just come. They had to be there, and they had to be up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and they're in town for business, and I'm sure they're just excited, but like just stuff like that. And then obviously we had the Layla phone call on FaceTime last night, and, you know, that was important, and it's been surreal and unbelievable, and we're just kind of relishing the moment, and we're just, you know, excited to keep it going.
The Liberty Bell and Jack's NYB. You're going to be like a tourist attraction on the list of like places to go in Philly when St. Louisans come to visit.
No question.
Correct. And the Cardinals, I believe, are in town next week or this coming week. I know they're coming. So
you become our sister city.
Yeah, right.
We love it. No, we love it. And, you know, it's just great. We're just hoping, you know, we can just build off this, and, you know, you guys can build off it. And, you know, hopefully it's a positive boost for you guys. I mean, you know, I know you guys have had some issues with the sports teams. You know, we won't mention the one team, but, you know, just excited. Yeah, we're just excited. And, you know, we want to keep it going.
And now,
you know,
and now Brendan, we're taking on the Bruins, Boston.
Correct.
And we're
correct.
A little afraid of Boston people. So now that we have Philly on our side, come on, bring it.
We got your back. Yeah, we're gonna, you know, we got you. Don't worry about them. We took care of them 2 years ago, you know, or last year in the Super Bowl. And, you know, let's take care of business. I know they're already talking smack, something about 140 days without a cup, without a Super Bowl, or without a championship ring. So, you know, let's get one for you guys and for us, too. And
absolutely is, and we have you guys to thank for it. Thank you for your time today. We're going to check in with you next week, if that's all right, during the finals. Absolutely. That sound good?
Whatever you guys need. You have my number. Text, call me, whatever you guys need. I can provide, you know, my email, whatever you need. So just
let me know, man.
Whatever you need.
Awesome.
And hopefully we'll be bringing that cup through.
We're gonna make sure they come through for you, even for a few hours. I'm sure they'll be excited to do it. You guys will be one of the first stops with the cup, maybe before we see it even.
Thank you. We love it. We're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's Brendan from Jack's NYB, the Philly bar that started the Gloria craze.
Are you headed to the office, school, the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.